Hello everyone, my name is Marie Classic. I will present the data obtained during the first year of my PhD at the Cancer Research Center of Lyon under the supervision of Drs. Ferraro-Perret and Chavon. This group is studying the molecular crosstalk between the nutritional microenvironment and the response to chemotherapies. Indeed, the unequal perfusion of solid tumor leads to a local nutritional deprivation, such as a lack of glucose, that will trigger an adaptative program. This response requires the modulation of nutrient sensors and related molecular pathways, allowing cells to cope with the metabolic stress. Furthermore, those dysregulations are frequently associated to chemoresistance. Among these mechanisms, activation of the endoplasmic reticulum stress signaling by low glucose, also named UPR, is well known to promote cell survival, particularly through the repression of protein translation. Moreover, it has already been demonstrated that chemical induction of the UPR in lung cancer cells was protective against antifolate drugs. This suggests that the UPR is located at the crossroad of metabolic and therapeutic stresses and conditions the tumor cell outcome when submitted to these two stresses. Therefore, my work aimed at determining the impact of an antifolate treatment, pemetrexed, on non-small cell lung cancer cells evolving in a glucose-rich or poor environment and the associated molecular consequences on the UPR signaling activity. To this end, we set up experimental conditions reflecting low glucose availability in vivo. We cultivated the classical lung cancer cell line model A549 in 10 mmol rich or 1 mmol low glucose media. As shown in figure 1A and B, cell mass is impaired at 72 hours of deprivation without any cell toxicity. In the same condition, pemetrexed leads to the same rate of cell death, regardless of the glucose concentration. In figure 1C, Western blot analysis confirmed that glucose deprivation alone didn't lead to apoptosis, as highlighted by the absence of cleaved apoptotic markers PORP and Caspase-3, and that pemetrexed efficiently triggered apoptosis. Nevertheless, elevation of these apoptotic markers in pemetrexed-treated cells is reduced in 1 mmol glucose condition, suggesting a protective role of a low-glucose environment at later points. Then we evaluated whether translation is differently affected by pemetrexed and glucose availability. In figure 2A, we did observe a loss of biomass by pemetrexed in glucose-rich condition attributable to the drug cytotoxicity and the well-characterized loss of biomass induced by glucose deprivation alone. But intriguingly, we noted that the alteration of cell mass by pemetrexed treatment was no further exacerbated upon glucose deprivation, suggesting that the antifolate treatment modified the effect of low glucose on protein homeostasis. To assess if pemetrexed might reprogram translation when glucose is low, in figure 2b, we performed a sensitivity assay to evaluate the rate of protein synthesis in all studied conditions. Furosemicin incorporation was dramatically decreased by pemetrexed and, as expected, low glucose. However, when glucose is scarce, the rate of protein synthesis was significantly higher in pemetrexed-treated cells compared to vehicle. This highlights that pemetrexed could partially relieve the translation inhibition caused by low glucose. So finally, we questioned the underlying mechanism by which pemetrexed prevents this inhibition of protein synthesis in low glucose. At the specific time point of 48 hours, the peak of activation of the UPR as shown in figure 3A, biochemical analysis revealed, as expected, that glucose deprivation led to the activation of UPR stress response, highlighted by a slower mobility of PERK and an induction of the stress markers ATF4, SHARP and BEEP, and that pemetrexed alone didn't trigger this stress response in a complete medium. However, we noticed an impairment of the induction of the UPR in pemetrexed-treated cells compared to vehicle when cultivated in low glucose. This weaker induction of the endoplasmic reticulum stress signaling was also confirmed at the mRNA level by qPCR analysis. As shown in figure 3C, the induction of three UPR target genes, namely ASNS, TRB3, and BIP, was reduced when cells submitted to low glucose were co-treated with pemetrexed. This confirms that pemetrexed impairs the UPR induction by glucose scarcity. Altogether, our data provide evidence that anti-folate treatment impacts differentially the tumor cell's outcome according to nutritional context. And beyond the fundamental aspects related to the crosstalk between therapeutic and metabolic stress integration, our data support the use of physiological media to investigate drug efficacy in preclinical studies. Thank you for your attention and feel free to contact for more information.